right over the boughs of the tree that disappeared. We've had investigators in there, of course, since yesterday morning, checking it out. And we have, of course, our people over there at the scene of this automobile. And I have been in touch with the FBI resident agent, or the district agent, minor, down in New Orleans. And my people and his have been working very closely together.
Yes, Edgar Hoover told me that a couple of times. No.
And then I told him that I thought that our people should get with his group and make a decision as to whether or not that big spot should be searched. And if they needed to do so, or determine that was the thing to do right away, that we would be glad to furnish some additional personnel to get in there and to search that swamp out. I frankly don't think that they will find them anywhere except perhaps another part of this country. What we could determine looked like they went out of there on foot to the highway is only about 100 yards away. So,
from the car?
Yes. That's a tremendous swamp in there, particularly on the south part of the road. And it would take a large number of men to really scour that swamp closely. But we're willing to do it if they feel that that would, you know, be beneficial.
You issued statements this afternoon, didn't you?
That's correct.
What did you say in that statement?
Well, in that statement, and incidentally, the CBS crowd was there and filmed it. I said that my people had been in there on assignment since yesterday morning, that I had not received any official notice or request to search for these people or to run this down until last night. But despite that, the quick as we heard about it yesterday morning, we sent investigators over. And then we also alerted our patrol units over in that area to be on the lookout also. And that the car had been found, that it was in the swamp about 12 miles northeast of Philadelphia, that it was on the north side of the highway in the Okeechobee Swamp, about 100 yards off the highway, that the FBI agents were there on the scene, that some alive personnel were there on the scene, that there were no bodies found in the car, and that the area had been roped off, that news personnel felt certain would not be permitted in the area until an investigation had properly been carried out by the FBI and by our state investigators and by the local sheriff, and that every effort was being made through a coordinated movement between all three of the law enforcement branches to see that the ends of justice are met. That was more or less the statement.
Mr. Hoover told me that you'd made it, and it pleased me very much. We want to cooperate with you in any way in the world that we can. We know what a problem it is, and we want to make available all the facilities that the federal government has that we can to you and work with all of our people there and our equipment to try to locate these bodies. Now, CBS has got out a report that they located the bodies and they found the bodies. You know anything about that?
I know nothing whatsoever about that. And if that were true, the investigators over there would have contacted me immediately.
I believe so. CBS called, say the student bodies had been found. I don't know whether I just got that since I started talking to you.
No, we do not know if they have. We haven't found out. But I'll certainly be delighted to give you a ring or to give someone that you may designate.
Wait just a minute. Hoover's calling us on the other phone now. Let me see what he says.
Thank you. this CBS man says that it's an unconfirmed report from a UPI stringer in Jackson. UPI still has not carried the story.
So, I feel that if they had located the bodies, that they would have notified me immediately.
The parents were down. I've got to say something tonight, and I don't want to. I want to contribute to a solution and not add to a problem.
You see what the big problem is down here is this. Suppose we had a 500,000 marshals in here. You could not have prevented such a thing as happened in this particular incident. It's an isolated proposition that could happen anywhere in the state because of its size and because of the wooded areas. And because of the fact that it is a rural state with a lot of small communities. And you're going to have this sort of a thing in New York City or anywhere else. It's a matter of when these things do happen that we run them to earth and bring them to justice. But this sort of thing could not have been prevented, regardless of what anyone had done. That's our big problem here, and it would be in Texas, or Arkansas, or anywhere else.
Yes, that's right. Now,
if you can have an individual incident or isolated incident like that.
Well, I think that we're going to have a long summer, and as I said before, I'm deeply concerned about what's going to happen day to day, and I think it's just imperative that we work together as closely as we can, and all the resources of the state and the local people and the folks that we have be put together to try to see that the law is observed and see that we can avoid any violence.
We have been doing that for about 6 months, and we've just kept the lid on this thing. How we've done it, I don't know, but we've kept it all suppressed. I just look for a dynamite keg to go off any minute, you know, and be sitting on them. But we have, I think the FBI agents and any of your people here in the state will tell you the same thing, that we've made a tremendous effort to try to keep the people calm, and so far they have been. There's been no demonstrations at all.
I want to tell you that what I said before, that I'm very pleased with your statement, that I appreciate your invitation to have this objective observer. I'm going to send Mr. Dulles. I'll notify you when he comes. I'm very anxious to, anxious to cooperate with you and the local people, and all the facilities I have available are available for that purpose. The governor will come and talk to you and any people that you desire to talk to, and I'd suggest that you figure out various parts of the state to any people you think could give him helpful suggestions and report on what's happening so we can get a pretty complete picture. Give him any guidance you can on any of the leaders of, that you think he might ought to talk to get all sides of the picture. He'll talk to the FBI people who are familiar, as you suggest, and then I want him to come back and give me some information, because they're picketing us tomorrow and say that we're not taking steps we ought to, and so forth. So we want to be sure that we do everything we possibly can consistent with getting results.
But regardless of what has been done, Mr. President, an incident like this cannot be obviated anywhere in the United States and in the world. And those people who do criticize, they realize that. But they are just trying to stir up a storm.
Well, we've got to put everything we've got behind it, because the summer's going to be a long and a difficult one, Governor, and I know how you feel about it, and you know my problem, too, and let's just work together as closely as we can, and my phone's always ready for you, and I'll consider yours the same way, and we'll be back in touch with each other.
Fine, and I do appreciate you calling me. So
thank you.
Much.
I'm looking forward to seeing you next week.
And anything that you think that I can do to help suppress this situation, I wish you'd let me know.
I'll sure do it. I just hope you appeal to all of them, continue as you did today, to observe the law and everybody follow it, and let's have no violence. That's fine.
We will report.
price.
Thank you.